Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Nelson Griswold, Managing Director of the Next Gen Benefits Network. The Next Gen Benefits Network is a national alliance of business consultants who work with CEOs and CFOs who want to take control of their healthcare spending to manage costs, improve the quality of care, and eliminate their employees' out-of-pocket healthcare costs. Mr. Griswold argues that for decades, insurance companies and their brokers have used what he calls healthcare's big lie to ensure that the cost of healthcare and insurance increases every year. This information should be interesting. And Mr. Griswold, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's great to be with you.
And thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to learning a few things and hearing your insight here as well. So what is healthcare's big lie anyway, and how does that cause healthcare costs in the U.S. to rise every year? Let's start there.
Well, the big lie is very simple. And as you said, it's been propagated for decades now by the healthcare insurance companies and the brokers that work with them. And the big lie goes like this. They tell CEOs and CFOs, the men and women who are paying the bills for their employees' healthcare, they tell them that you have no control over the cost of healthcare. Never mind that you manage the cost of paperclips down to 1/10 of 1 cent. You negotiate the price of ball bearings down to 1/10 of 1 cent. You have no control over the cost of health care. And like any big lie, it's so outrageous because it's basically denying the laws of economics, market discipline, and supply chain management. But it's outrageous that the CEOs and CFOs finally just accepted it. And so they no longer pay attention to the cost or the quality of the healthcare that their employees are purchasing with the company's money.
I'm sure you have the audience's attention, no doubt. Now, can you explain the lack of price transparency in healthcare and provide tips for employers looking to understand these pricing structures?
Well, keep in mind, it's a great question, Eric. Keep in mind that the reason there is no price transparency is that the buyers, the payers, which are not the insurance companies, they're the employers, the companies that are purchasing healthcare for their employees, those buyers aren't requiring transparency. So when any market does not have any market disciplines imposed on it, when the sellers are free to act unconstrained, they're not going to be transparent. They are not going to make their pricing known. They're not going to make their pricing mechanisms known. Imagine going into a restaurant and ordering a meal, but there are no prices on the menu. So you go ahead and order your meal, and you say, I'll take the check. You say, oh, don't worry, the restaurateur says, or the server says, we'll send you a bill in 90 days. And you get a bill in 90 days, and you find that your steak dinner is $765. Well, what? But that's exactly what we do with healthcare. We go and we get the care we need, and then in 60, 90 days, the hospital sends you a bill. And you don't understand the bill. And if you ask them on the front end, what does it cost? They'll say, we really can't be sure. It all depends. Think of another industry. Think of another business where that sort of pricing model works. It doesn't exist only in healthcare, but it exists in healthcare because the big lie has convinced the people who should be managing the quality and cost of healthcare are not just asleep at the switch. They've left the room where the switch is, and they've delegated control to the insurance companies and their brokers. By the way, both the insurance companies and brokers make more money when the cost of health care goes up. So we have misaligned incentives and perverse incentives and the employers who are paying the bill and the employees who pay the bill are getting stuck with the very, very unpleasant results of constantly increasing healthcare costs, constantly increasing healthcare premiums.
It is amazing what's been going on for years and how those within the healthcare industry get away with all this. Now, looking at COVID-19, could the COVID-19 pandemic exacerbate healthcare costs, and how could it impact people's health coverage? Talk to us about that.
In a very, very detrimental way, I'm afraid. The cost of treating COVID, a hospitalization for COVID, is right now estimated by one authoritative group to be around $38,000 for anyone with commercial health insurance, whether it's individual health insurance or it's a group plan through your employer. That's $38,000. I suspect that that will increase as the number of ICU hospitalizations increase. ICU, as we all know, is extremely expensive. And we're hearing reports that in hot spots like Arizona, Texas, Florida, the hospitals are nearing capacity in the ICU. That can't be a good thing for costs. Here's the problem. Those costs are being absorbed by the insurance companies. But, of course, it's not their money. They're spending the employer's money or the individual consumer who bought the health plan. The problem is they are spending perhaps more than they took in. So next year we're looking for anywhere between 40%, which is what covered California, that state's Obamacare exchange has suggested there's going to be 40%+ increase in the cost of healthcare premiums as a result of COVID expenses, to other estimates ranging upwards of 1,000% increase in the cost of health insurance. So COVID could have a tremendous impact on the cost of healthcare coverage through health insurers.
Really appreciate your joining us and bringing attention to this. And to be of help today, we're joined by Mr. Nelson Griswold, Managing Director of the NextGen Benefits Network, a national alliance of business consultants who work with CEOs and CFOs who want to take control of their healthcare spending to manage cost, improve the quality of care, and eliminate their employees' out-of-pocket healthcare costs, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Griswold, how can employers be proactive with their healthcare plans to avoid or mitigate the COVID-19 cost impact?
Well, you asked a great question, which makes a great point, Eric. And that point is employers are going to have to, for the first time, be proactive around their healthcare spend, their healthcare budget. Currently, most employers, CEOs and CFOs, are delegating all decisions about the healthcare spend to the HR director. Now, HR folks are fine folks, but they don't own a P&L. They are not tasked with the job of reducing the cost of healthcare. They're simply tasked with bringing the healthcare insurance renewal in at a reasonable increase. It's always an increase every year. What employers are going to have to do, CEOs and CFOs and business owners, are going to have to step up and find a benefits advisor who will help them take control of their health plan, their health care spend, and start to act in a way that they act with every other part of their business. There is no part of their business where they would allow any provider, any vendor, to provide the services and tell you afterwards how much you're going to pay for it. If they will start to address that disparity between how they manage the cost of everything else they purchase and how they manage healthcare, they can take control. There are benefit advisors out in the marketplace who are working with CEOs and CFOs to reduce their year over year healthcare spend by 10, 15, 20% or more in the first year of the new approach. That's what employers are going to have to do, especially with the COVID cost increases looming.
As we conclude, what are the necessary first steps for employers to take control of their healthcare spending? I'd like to hear your input and insight there as we conclude today.
Well, first, they have to recognize that they have been AWOL. As John Torinos, the author of the book, The Company That Solved Healthcare, and John is a now retired CEO of a manufacturing company up in Wisconsin. John said, I have to make a class action apology for CEOs. We have allowed the cost problem in healthcare to happen. So CEOs and CFOs are going to have to take control. But they can't do it on their own. They don't manage the cost of any other goods themselves. They have people. They have purchasing agents. They have supply chain managers, depending on the type of business they're in. They are going to need to find a next-generation benefits advisor, which they can go to nextgenbenefits.network and find some of these top advisors around the country who are helping employers take control of their healthcare spend. That's the action they have to take and realize they have to start managing their healthcare, both the quality and the cost, likely manage the cost and quality of everything else their company purchases.
Mr. Griswold, we certainly do appreciate what you do in the space and for sharing this important information and insight with us here today. Again, folks, it is nextgenbenefits.network for more information. Mr. Griswold, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's a pleasure and an honor. Thanks so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Nelson Griswold, Managing Director of the NextGen Benefits Network, a national alliance of business consultants who work with CEOs and CFOs who want to take control of their healthcare spending to manage cost, improve the quality of care, and eliminate their employees' out-of-pocket healthcare costs. And once again, for more information and to learn more, visit nextgenbenefits.network. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.